Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Hello, friends. Welcome to Studio De Jeffrey. On a wonderful, it's today Wednesday. I'm Jeff Cavanaugh. Hi, thank you. It's nice to see you. A few things to talk about today. I asked people for their cowboy questions on X, formerly known as Twitter. And I have 103 responses in like 5 minutes. You guys care. We like that. We're going to talk about quite a few things. What they're doing in free agency, which I think we all know the answer to. But what they still might do, some of the whys behind it, some explanations. I've gotten a lot of very good questions from people, and we will address all of them, including, is Dak holding the Cowboys hostage in free agency, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. What are they going to do at running back? All the different things. This presentation brought to you by my friends at BetOnline, your number one source for all your basketball wagering needs, pro and college hoops all throughout the year, up to the minute odds, stats, and trends. You can follow your favorite team's path to the playoffs with in-game live betting contests and all the player props. The world's best wagering platform. Experience at any time from your desktop or mobile device. Use the promo code BELIEVE when you sign up on BetOnline, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, the game starts here. So yeah, I got a bunch of questions from people, and we'll go through them all. We'll go through quite a few of them. Actually, you know what? Before I get to questions, there's something I want to do. I want to point something out about the Dallas Cowboys as an organization. When it comes to free agency, I think most of us are used to it at this point. They're not going to mess around on the first day, the first couple of days of free agency. And I will say this, for a lot of the last 10 or so years, I mostly align with the way that the Cowboys do team building. Mostly. You should use every avenue to add players. They claim that they do, but they don't. You should use every avenue. You should trade. You should draft. And you should sign free agents, right? That's the thing. And they technically use them all. But the reason now that the Cowboys don't sign free agents that are good NFL football players is a self-fulfilling prophecy that they created on their own. I can take you back. Let's see. This is 2024. 2021, the big free agent that they signed was Keanu Neal, a washed safety that they moved to linebacker for cheap. Shocking that he didn't play great for you. 2022, their big offseason signing was James Washington, a $1 million receiver, I believe coming off injury, who then got hurt. 2023, their biggest free agent was Chuma Edoga. 2020, their biggest free agent was, take your pick between HaHa Clinton Dix and Gerald McCoy. So they tell you, though, we're not going to pay good players great player money in free agency because that's what you have to do to get the players early in free agency. And that's true. You have to pay more than other teams are willing to for the good player, so you're going to pay him more, for the most part, than anybody else is going to. That's how it works. But let me ask you this. Would you rather, if you need things on your football team, would you rather fill that with a good player who you think is making a little bit too much money? Or would you rather attempt to fill it with a guy who's not good at football? Because that's what they do. And then they use that as evidence that free agency doesn't work. No, free agency doesn't work when you sign the guys that no one else wants because you can afford them or you claim you can afford them, and then they can't play football. And then you tell people, see, that's why we don't use free agency, because it doesn't work. When you spend real money for the good players, they've played good football for you. Brandon Carr was the last one that they spent good money on, and you probably had to overpay for him. He played good football for you. Shocking. The good players play good football. The guys who are washed that other people don't want, that you sign because they'll play for what you want them to play for, yeah, they're not good. Shocking. And that's the worry this offseason. You can do those things when you're drafting and developing well. And yes, the fact that your quarterback's money has caught up to you is a factor. And there's things you can do about that. You could restructure him today. You could extend him today. It is starting to look like they might just let this thing play. And I've mentioned, 2025 looks like the iceberg year. It's definitely the iceberg year if you don't get something done with the quarterback. Zach's money will catch up. Tank's money will catch up. Dak's money will catch up. 2025 is the iceberg year. And I don't think they're going to do anything to avoid it. So I think what we're looking at is a Cowboy season that is absolutely not going to be all in. Absolutely not. But they could still do the restructure of Dak to add players because they seem to be acknowledging that 2025 is the... And the could very well include letting the quarterback go, which is certainly a choice. You can do it. You can do it. It just leaves us with one big issue. Obviously, in 2025, you'll have a whole bunch of dead money. A whole bunch of dead money. And you'll have no idea who's playing quarterback, which is obviously even more dangerous. But they'll find one day. But anyway, those are things to worry about for another day. Let's get to some questions from the people. Questions from the people. Tom Downey wants to know, favorite Western movie? Obviously, it's Tombstone. Dumb question, Tom. I love you. Any thoughts on what 105 did yesterday, putting the attorney on? None. No, none. I have no thoughts. In a nutshell, isn't Dak holding us hostage in free agency moves? No, not at all. Now, did his money catch up? Because that's what happens when you push money out and out and out and out and out. Yes, there comes a day where if you don't give that player an extension, then yes, the money will catch up and you will have to account for a lot of money in a year, yes. But Dak's not holding you hostage. You could extend CeeDee Lamb today, but they don't want to do that because they don't like to pay top of the market money, so they'll pay it later and they'll pay more. You could restructure Trayvon Diggs. He's a good young player that's going to be here long term. That's the sort of player that most people push that money so they can sign players. You could do that today. You could do the same thing with Tank Lawrence, which if you think that he's about to be at the end, I could understand not doing it. You could do it with Terrence Steele. I hope they don't because he ain't playing good football. And the people you do this with are the people that you know will be here and hopefully will be playing good football. No, there are things they could do to get involved in free agency. They choose not to because they don't want to be involved in free agency early because they're doing it backwards by convincing themselves that signing bad free agents for cheap and them not being good means that they shouldn't be in free agency when it's the opposite. You should be in free agency for the good players. They choose not to be. That's them choosing not to be. Will TJ Bass start at guard or center in week one? Maybe. I think there is a chance of that, either that Brock Hoffman is the starting center or that TJ Bass is a starting guard next to Tyler Smith playing tackle. Yeah. Right now, it seems like you are gearing up for that sort of season where they're going to be looking for their cheap labor, where they're certainly not going to sign any free agents because right now, the fact that you have free agents leaving is loading you up with comp picks, and these things do look like iceberg. We're getting ready where we're going to be playing dudes on the cheap and eating a ton of money in 2025. I don't know if we're going to have a quarterback or not, so we better make sure that we don't sign anybody this offseason because that way, in next year's draft, I have 11 or 12 draft picks instead of 7. That could absolutely be the plan right now. What do you think is Tyler Smith's best position? And will the extreme frugality at the running back spot come back to hurt him in 2024? You guys know me with running backs. I think they'll be fine. I don't love that they seem to be forcing themselves to use an early-ish draft pick in a draft where you don't have a fourth rounder. So you probably would have used a second or third rounder on a running back, and I'm already running out of things I need and draft picks that I have. I think Tyler Smith's best position is guard. I would leave him at guard. But if a team feels like guard is easier to find and they believe that he can be a franchise left tackle, then I get it. I think he's a dominant guard who might be a good tackle. But, again, what if their thought right now is we're really rebuilding on the fly here. We're preparing to take our lumps with the salary cap. And so why not also use that year to see if Tyler Smith is a really good left tackle as opposed to knowing that he's a really, really good guard? You could do that. So you could be looking at year one of a year two rebuild where in year one, you're still trying to be competitive because the players on your roster won't let you not be competitive. But you're not going to do everything you can to load up this team because of what you're planning to do a year from now. They could absolutely be in year one of the two-year rebuild right now. Has anybody ever needed starters at every major position, had three picks in the first five rounds, and didn't address at least some of the holes in free agency? No. They need a lot. The cap is coming for them to some extent. They had an awful draft last year. They don't add good free agents. It's coming for you. And if you don't want to kick cans down the road, as all teams do when it's time to sign free agents, they definitely have more needs than they have resources to fill it with the way they're currently choosing to do the offseason. Do you know where Jerry and company are vacationing during free agency? Yes, I believe Jerry's in the Bahamas and Steven is at South by Southwest. But yeah. John Wayne or Clint Eastwood. I don't know if I've seen a John Wayne movie, although my grandpa loved John Wayne. Are the Cowboys secretly planning on loading up the roster with UDFAs? Probably. What percentage are you putting on Tyron being back? The only thing that makes it somewhat realistic, and again, I'm starting to feel like we're in year one of a year two of a two-year rebuild, and that Tyron doesn't fit that. You could sign him tomorrow. The offensive tackle market hasn't been getting everybody snapped up. Like, guards have been getting signed. Running backs have been getting signed. Quite a few of the position groups have gotten snapped up pretty quick. Tackle, not so much. So there's a chance that the market lines up for Tyron to be back. I don't know if he fits what's happening right now. What's happening right now is hardball with the quarterback, and maybe indecision on both parties on if they want to do this. Because this is the first offseason that I've ever considered that just with the way all this crap goes, with the negotiations between front office and quarterback, it's absolutely possible that the Cowboys are like, no, we're going to ride this season out. We may not even restructure him. We'll just eat this cap hit, and then that way our cap hit hurts less next year. It's possible that they're just going to ride it out. And if they do, they're not making a very strong effort at winning this year. They're getting ready to take a lump next year. And then they're getting ready to find a quarterback. But this is the first offseason that I wonder if Dak's just like, don't answer the phone. I'm done. I'm done with these dudes. I'm done. It's the first year that I wonder that about him. Other questions from the people. We're the richest team in all of sports revenue-wise. Why are we a poverty franchise? Because they choose to be. Is there a GoFundMe link to help with free agency? They wouldn't spend that. They would put that in their bank account. Your best realistic options for the first three rounds of the draft. This is what I hate, is that I feel like they're forced. But they have too many needs also. The Cowboys need... If it's going the way that I think it's going... And they're gearing up, and this is year one of a 2-year on the fly rebuild. Then you just have to let Mozzie be your starting nose tackle and pretend that's not a big need at all. You're gonna let Damone Clark and Overshown be your starting linebackers? Like, anywhere where it's possible you have a guy, you just let him play. But they need a starting corner, unless we're gonna take what I just said extremely far out and say, yeah, and we're gonna let Eric Scott or Nashawn Wright start at corner. Don't do that, but you're just throwing your guys out there. You're not going to play Matt Wiletzko at left tackle. Maybe you're going to play Tyler Smith, and then maybe TJ Bass is playing left guard, and maybe they do think that they can draft kind of best player available because TJ Bass can start, Mozzie Smith can start, Damone and Overshown is good enough at linebacker, Eric Scott's going to start at corner, Brock Hoffman's going to start at center, Rico and Deuce are my running backs. You'd be downgrading at like every position that I just named, but maybe that's what they're going to do. Is they're just going to go on the super cheap and say, look, whatever we have in-house. My guess is that their first pick is going to be an offensive tackle or a center. Maybe you could throw in, if you feel like there's one there, a guard and playing Tyler Smith at tackle, but I think your first round pick is an offensive tackle or a center. Your second round pick is an offensive tackle or a center or a running back, and your third round pick is an offensive tackle, a center, or a running back. If you do that, man, you're missing a corner, and I'm still trying to upgrade at wide receiver. There's a lot to do. There's a lot to do. And maybe the Cowboys are just looking at it and going, there's a lot to do. We don't have the resources to do it all. Iceberg. Anywho, that's where we are today. Is there anything else that I wanted to do today? No. How the Cowboys choose to do free agency and how it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. Dak Prescott, all the different things, what they might do in the draft. There you go. Welcome to Wednesday, everybody. Remember that I love you. Remember, you have no idea what anyone's going through, so be cool to everyone. I love you. Be easy.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, didn't see that coming, and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.